Language Sense Enhancement. 1. Read aloud paragraphs 9 to 11 and learn them by heart. 2. Read aloud the following poem.
A Little Lammy Clone, author unknown. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was slightly grey. It didn't have a father, just some borrowed DNA. It sort of had a mother, though the ovum was on loan. It was not so much a lambkin as a little lammy clone. And soon it had a fellow clone, and soon it had some more. They followed her to school one day, all cramming through the door. It made the children laugh and sing. The teachers found it droll. There were too many lammy clones for Mary to control. No other could control the sheep, since their programs didn't vary. So the scientists resolved it all by simply cloning Mary. But now they feel quite sheepish, those scientists unwary. One problem solved, but what to do with Mary, Mary, Mary?
3. Read the following quotations. Learn them by heart if you can. You might need to look up new words in a dictionary.
Man has wrested from nature the power to make the world a desert, or to make the deserts bloom. There is no evil in the atom, only in man's souls. By Adlai E. Stevenson.
Technology is a queer thing. It brings you great gifts with one hand, and it stabs you in the back with the other. By C. P. Snow.
One machine can do the work of 50 ordinary men. No machine can do the work of one extraordinary man. By Elbert Hubbard.
4. Read the following humorous story and have fun. You might need to look up new words in a dictionary. The scientist approached God and said, "Listen, we've decided we no longer need you. Nowadays, we can clone people, transplant hearts, and do all kinds of things that were once considered miraculous." God patiently heard him out and then said, "All right, to see whether or not you still need me, why don't we have a man-making contest?" "Okay, great," the scientist said. "Now we're going to do this just like I did back in the old days with Adam," God said. "That's fine," replied the scientist, and bent to scoop up a handful of dirt. "Whoa," God said, shaking his head in disapproval. "Not so fast, pal. You get your own dirt."